Now, if you were to step into a certain bar in Brooklyn, you would find a different style of Latin music. It's a style that's heard almost nowhere else on this continent. The music style is called chicha, and the guy who runs the bar is also one of its leading practitioners around here. His name is Olivier Conan. He plays a small South American guitar called the cuatro, and he's about to help us discover this music as part of our series, Musicians in Their Own Words. Conan says he discovered the music while walking the street markets of Lima, Peru.
Anything you buy is in the market. Pots and pans, DVDs of Rambo. All the vendors had a boombox, and you could go through any CD, and they would play it for you right away. And one of those vendors started playing me Amazonian chicha. A lot of the sounds were familiar, but put in that order, it was a completely new sound to me. It's got that vaguely Middle Eastern scale and that surf influence and spy music, and it's somehow undeniably Amazonian. I think music has always been globalized. I mean, there's always been the sense that there's a pure music, the platonic image of the music that exists independently of any foreign influences. There's no such thing. One of the great things about chicha, it's not music that belongs to the people that play it. They kind of made it up. They play cumbia rhythms in a way that is a little stiffer than Colombian musicians would play it. You know, it's faster. It goes boom, 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 instead of the more laid-back Colombian cumbia feel. They borrow things, and they're very conscious about it. Los Destellos cover to release in 68, in a completely chicha style with a surf guitar. Barbès is the club, bar, community place in Brooklyn that we built. It was a laundromat before us, a Chinese laundry. There was a Chinese family living in the back room where the music takes place. I think we've really managed to have a community-centered scene. Chicha Libre started as a tribute band. I think of what we do as very similar to what British band did with R&B. Take many liberties with the music, so think of it as freeform chicha. Chicha Libre uses slightly different instrumentation than a classic chicha band would. We only have two percussionists. They play bongos, bells, then we have an electric guitar. Instead of an organ, we have a strange contraption called an electrovox, which looks like an accordion, but has all the parts of a vox organ inside. Sounds amazing. It's got a really great sound, a little bit lo-fi. And I play the cuatro, which is not a Peruvian instrument. It's a Venezuelan and Colombian instrument. I can't find a proper cuatro case here, so this one is actually put together with rubber bands. I play a lot of stuff that's often played on a guitar in Colombian cumbia, like... an idea of the texture. We've chichified a number of songs. Primavera en la Selva means spring in the forest. But it also used as its main theme Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the spring. And not because it's kitsch, it just works. Forest is ironic because there's no such thing as spring really in the jungle. But you're still likely to hear Vivaldi's Spring if you're on hold at your bank, even in the middle of the jungle.
That's Olivier Conan telling us his story in his own words. And you can hear the music of Chicha Libre by going to the music section at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.